Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mind Your Friends podcast. Y'all, it is 2024. It's 4 months into 2024. I honestly don't recall recording anything since last year. Life has been happening, but it's crazy that the first quarter is already gone as I sit and think about it right now as I record this. So, Happy New Year. How have y'all been doing? See how fast time can get away from y'all, but I hope that you have accomplished so many goals. Y'all have learned so much about myself in the first quarter of the year. Been doing a lot of mindset work, internal work, healing, and I'm understanding more and more how important it is to be a whole person, to know who you are, to know who God has created you to be, to know who God is in your life, to know His promises for you and what He thinks of you, to know His love for you and how it directly affects our money and the way that we make money and the way that we think about money and the way that we go after money. It's not something that we should be chasing. And y'all, this is specifically for wives, because I'm going to tailor this content to wives and marriage and talking about money and all of that stuff. So yeah, and I'm still working on that, but it is very important to know who you are as an individual when it comes to wealth and legacy and money management and your money mindset and healing from trauma and all of this stuff is so real. So yeah, yes, I feel like I need to decompress now that we are in the second quarter and it's the fourth day. Today is 4/4/24. April is going to be a very significant month, a very powerful month. April showers brings May flowers, right? That's the saying. So I'm believing for an abundance of blessings, an abundance of rain, meaning rain like to shower down on all the seeds that I have been planting over the years. And I'm just expecting a harvest after this month. That the water is watering, okay? The seeds are planting and they are growing up under this soil and nobody can see what's going on right now. And I'm excited about it because God is so good. So I want to open up 2024 with this information. I wanted to start sharing like what I've been writing as far as like journaling, devotion, my time with God when it comes to money, the way that I think about money, and things that I'm becoming aware of from my own life that I need to just absolutely close the doors on. And it starts with like my mindset for sure, my thought processes. And so I read this post on YouTube a couple of days ago, and the topic was, are you dealing with mindset or spiritual things? Like, is your thoughts more of you, your mindset, or is it a spiritual thing, right? And so just to sum it up, in the post, he was pretty much saying how we all deal with, and y'all, this is going to be so good. So, but he was pretty much saying how we all deal with the same challenges. We are faced with the same problems, adversities in life. And how we respond to our challenges, our problems, our adversities, whatever you want to call it, trials, is crucial because the outcome can be shown in so many different ways. Okay, I'm trying to think about how I want to say this, but he brought up a scripture in Ecclesiastes, and I should have pulled that scripture up, but I do have it here. So excuse me if you hear me turning pages, but I do have my notebook here too. I'm not at that professional stage yet where I have all my notes up and stuff like that. I love to be very, you know, random, as if I'm having a good old conversation. And this isn't even the book, but it's in Ecclesiastes. I'll put it in the notes. And it talks about how we all will deal with the same problems. And that's Bible. the Lord himself says that, like, we all are going to deal with problems and they're all going to be the same. What makes it different is how we were brought up, our childhood, our culture, our environment, and the way that we were trained to think, which led to him sharing the scripture in Proverbs that says, train up a child in the way that he should go, so he will never depart from it. And I was just like, mind blown. Because when you bring scripture into the psychology world, right, which I am currently going back to school to get my psychology degree, it has not been easy. Because I started school while being seven months pregnant with my sixth child, y'all, and going through one of the worst trials of my life. So this all is gonna be a testimony for his glory, y'all. Oh my gosh. But he led to the scripture of Proverbs where it says, train up a child in a way that he should go, right, so he will never depart from it, right? And he said how the way that we respond to challenges, adversities, trials is a direct reflection of the way we were raised up, our childhood. So when people talk about childhood trauma and all of this stuff, I totally get it now, because it doesn't necessarily have to be trauma, but it's just the way that we were cultivated growing up, because we have to be in an environment where somebody is raising us up until we are getting out there on our own and handling our own life, right? So somebody trained us up in a way. What way did that person train you to go? For me, it was my parents. I grew up in a house where my dad was a pastor. He pastored a church. Both of my parents are entrepreneurs. My dad worked all of the time. It was working church. My mom, just kind of in her own world. She was the one who was with me majority of the time, but I don't really remember her cultivating a environment like, you know, emotional support, that emotional bonding, like all of that stuff, I don't remember. So I definitely didn't have it from my dad. He was like the financial person. He gave me the money, bought me the things. And my mom was the one who I was with most of the time, and she didn't really bond with me too much. And this episode is not going to turn into a reflection, but I feel like when I talk things out, which is why I wanted to become a psychologist, a marriage and family therapist, to be specific. But she didn't cultivate me. She didn't raise me up. They didn't train me to think for myself, to be a problem solver, to come up with solutions. They didn't train me to be independent. They definitely not train me in a relationship with God, for what I know now, to know who God is, who his character is, who he is in my life, the fact that I can actually talk to him, communicate with him, that there was a Holy Spirit. Like, y'all, and I grew up in church and didn't know any of this. All I remember from my childhood is like my dad dictating to me how my life should be, what I should do, and why I should do it. Don't do this, don't do that. And they weren't parents who spent personal time with me, created experiences, took me out. Like, y'all don't remember going to a park. I don't remember family outings. I don't remember, like, y'all get where I'm going. So this is the environment I was trained up in. So when the scripture says train up a child in the way that he should go, they trained me to go that way. And so, oh my gosh, so for my 20s, like when I became a teenager and a young adult in my 20s, I always say that the 20s were the worst years of my life, but I'm definitely going to reverse that curse of words in the name of Jesus, because now I can heal from those years and understand why I was dealing with the things that I was dealing with. So I was faced with these trials and these tribulations, these problems, these adversities, but I responded to them in the way that I was trained up to go. And the main thing is that I wasn't trained to think for myself. My parents thought for me. So, like, they told me what to do. They did. And yes, you are supposed to train your, like, tell your children what to do. You are their parent. You are stewarding them. You are, you know, you are their, you are managing them. You are supposed to tell them things to do. But if you're not healed and whole as a parent, like, or don't have a grasp on direction for your child and how important it is to lead them in a certain way, you are going to misdirect them. Like, and that is always my prayer. Like, Lord, please don't let me, like, just don't let me lead my children in the wrong way. Don't let me lead them astray or anything like that. So I'm going to cut this here because this is what I wanted to share. And this is a post from Kevin Ewing on YouTube. And if I can find the link now, I will definitely post that in the show notes. But this is like an eye opener for me in helping me on my healing journey, because I just, like, I didn't grow up broke and I didn't grow up in poverty. But in my adult life, I have been in poverty and I have been broke and I have struggled to make ends meet and I have struggled to just plant my feet and find my way. So with that being said, I'm tired, y'all. And that's the reason for Mind Your Funds, because mindset is directly connected to your money. Like, if you are not thinking from a whole place, a healed place, a clear place, like from a place of knowing who you are, who God is in your life and what he's called you to do, you're gonna go after the wrong things. You're gonna make money the wrong way. You're gonna stay broke, or you're going to do things in a very selfish way, right? So I'm tired of struggling. Like, I'm tired of the struggle, really. And I don't know, like, cash flow, and I don't know stability, and I don't, even though I grew up in that, I struggled in my adult life because mentally I just couldn't think for myself. Like, I couldn't make decisions for myself. I was always seeking for people to tell me, to validate me, to approve. I didn't want to be rejected. Like, I didn't want to be betrayed. And I dealt with all of these things. Like, and that affected my money. I have never had a job, a career. Like, I've never had a career. I've never been stable in a job. Like, it's just a lot of things that I realized that has affected my money. And so I give God glory for this now, because he's healing me and to lead me in the way. Like, it's time for me to be stable and be a experience abundance, because that's his promise for me. It's not poverty, it is sufficiency, and it's abundance, and it's wealth. And that's what I'm ready for. But I recognize that this part of the process is necessary, because I have had times where I've had lump sums of money in my hands and couldn't manage it well because of my mindset, like, just period. And learned that lesson and had to circle back around. So this is necessary, and this is why minding your funds is so important. So I just wanted to come back, say hello, open up the second quarter of 2024 with this in mind. And so let me close with this, something I wrote this morning in my devotion, and I felt led to share with a woman who may be going through a struggle right now in any area of your life. You may be struggling. So I want you to know that faith is a superpower. This is something that I wrote today, this morning. Faith is a superpower. My grace is sufficient for you. I will grow you out of this current season like a seed planted, being cultivated underground. You are sprouting. You are blossoming. Prepare to bloom like the orchids you love so much. You are on good ground, good soil. Be planted to reap harvest. I am here watering you. Plant yourself. No longer are you the seed that falls on stony ground. You are on good ground to reap 60, 90, 100 fold. Go after it. Pursue all of your desires. It's okay. You don't have bad motives for the things that you want. You genuinely want to help others in all that you do. And yes, you shall recover all. So I share that. That was my devotion. That was direct from the Holy Spirit to me, because I also realized that in my mindset, I'm afraid to go after the things that I know I want to go after, because I'm still questioning, is it right? Because growing up, it has never, like, people have, the message that I've received from people is that it's never okay for you to go after what you want and live your own life and say yes to yourself. But God has given me permission, just as he has given you permission, to go after the desires of your hearts. He will check you if you have the wrong motive for a desire that you're going after. And he confirmed to me this morning, like, you have permission. He has had to tell me that over and over, because if I keep looking at man, man would tell me, the people in my life would tell me, some people would tell me, or from my mindset and the way that I've grown up, nothing has never been okay for me to pursue on my own. I could never live my own life without somebody projecting onto me or telling me how I should live my life, or me subliminally, is that the word I'm looking for, getting a message from a broken place and assuming that they're saying, Crystal, you can't do that. You're not good enough for that. You're not capable of that. You don't deserve that. So no, you can't have that. And so then I'm looking for people to tell me what I should do with my life, right? So God is like, no, faith is your superpower. You have to believe in me right now and yourself right now and pursue the things that you want to pursue because you are worthy of it. Yes, you have permission. You can live that life that you dream, that vision that you've written down for so many years. It's yours. You just have to go after it. And faith is the power to get that. So that is it. My mom duties are calling. So I have to get back to my life. But here we go with the second quarter of the year. And thank you for listening to the Mind Your Funds podcast. Please like, follow, share, comment. Give me some thumbs up or stars or ratings, or just let me know what you think of this episode, and we'll be back soon. I'll be back soon.